Once you catch yourself being unproductive, how do you get going again? Hi, welcome to Business Mindset Mastery. My name's Heather Gray. I'm a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com, where I work with business owners, leaders, and entrepreneurs to live their best lives so they can run their best businesses. And in all transparency today, you are supposed to be listening to an entirely different episode. I was all ready to talk to you about what to do when they ask for a refund. So if you want that episode, you'll have to stay tuned until tomorrow. Because today a more pressing conversation came up as I was talking to a friend. I was talking about the idea that I'm used to being somebody with an incredibly strong work ethic. I'm usually pretty productive. I'm very organized. I have a lot of systems in place for the things I want to get done. I know the big picture of where I want my business to go, and I manage the small picture in the day-to-day. And in the past 2.5 weeks, all of that has gone to hell in a handcart. You see, I'm in the middle of a move with my husband, and I am facing the hard-to-face fact that all of this is going to take way longer than I'd anticipated. We're already out of our condo for 2.5 weeks, but we're not on the market yet because the workmen aren't done their work, and now we're approaching Thanksgiving in the United States, and nobody buys a house during Thanksgiving, and we're not even to California yet for another 3 weeks, and that's our final destination. But there we haven't picked a house yet. We haven't started the renovation process. And you can see where this is going. My life and my business is going to be in a period of transition for at least 3 more months, if I'm being incredibly honest. And for the past 2.5 weeks, ever since I emptied out my condo, I've been running my life and my business as if I've been living in the meantime. As if this is just a small transition, it's temporary, I'm going to be moving into a new place, I'm going to have my regular standard office, and everything's going to go back to normal any day now. And the way that happens, and the way it plays out, is I've put myself in the passenger seat of my life and my business. I would say that mostly I'm still in the driver's seat of my life. I actually want to take that back and take a do-over on that phrasing, because I think that what I have decided for my life is that my time with my friends and my family is incredibly important to me, because in just over a month or whenever it is, I'm not going to have easy access to the people who mean the most to me. So yesterday my parents wanted to get together for lunch and I said yes. Tomorrow I'm meeting one of my best friends for lunch. Earlier in the week, I met up with another friend for breakfast, and my social time is taking a higher priority. And what that looks like in my business is that I've put myself in the passenger seat of the car. I'm simply reacting to what needs to be done. I know that I want to record my podcast every day, so as soon as I'm in a quiet environment in the temporary hotel that we're staying at, and as soon as my husband's not working right now, so as soon as he's out of the way and isn't a distraction, I get that episode done. I know that I want to engage in my Facebook group, so I start that process. And then I start doing the scheduled meetings or interviews I have and the client work I have. But what has happened as a result of being in transitional living is that meantime time, the time when nothing is scheduled and I don't have anything to do, is getting lost. And nothing is getting done. I find myself watching television shows on demand. I find myself reading blog posts on things that I don't really need to know about, or I'm going to YouTube. And I've watched my productivity go down rapidly. And the thing that I've always hung my hat on, my work ethic, is suffering. I've stopped being productive. And here's what I need to do next to get going again. If you've been in this bind, you're going to want to tune in to the other side of the break, and I'm going to get yourself and myself going again. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. You can probably hear in just how I rambled everything in my intro how disorganized things feel right now, right? Everything's a little all over the place. And I always think of the show Big Bang Theory. If you're familiar with it, the lead character, Sheldon, he's very ritualized and rigid about the things he needs. And I'm not that bad, but I definitely have what I call my Shelley moments, where I start to twitch when things are messed up or out of sorts. And things right now in my business feel really out of sorts. And I think that what happens to people when they get in that moment of out of sorts, they immediately get overwhelmed because they're mad at themselves for letting this happen. They're thinking, I should know better. I know myself. I'm thinking I should know this better. Like, I've done this before. I know what I'm doing. How did this happen? How did I watch this happen is basically the question I was asking myself this morning as I found myself trying to get reorganized. And I think what happens is overwhelm quickly starts to set in for a lot of people. For me, it turns into a little bit of motivation of I caught myself, not paying attention, and now I want to get focused, but I have to figure out what I'm going to focus on. Other people, when they get overwhelmed, it's, I have this to do, I have this to do, I have this to do, oh my God, and then they freeze and they do nothing. So even if you're just simply catching yourself unaware like I have, or you're in the state of overwhelm, it really is hard to figure out what to do. And I've quoted this line before, but Matthew Kimberly, he's another online entrepreneur, and he always tells us that overwhelm doesn't happen when we don't know what to do. It happens when we don't know what to do next. And when we catch ourselves being unproductive or inefficient or sort of just slacking and going to social media, numbing out or deadening on our businesses, it's really important to get refocused. The way that I like to do it is to really focus on what needs to get done. And for most people running your businesses, it's going to come down to three basic things. Lead generation, so getting new people to know about you, learn about you, find out about you, bringing them into the fold somehow, making the sale, and then nurturing your current customers and clients so they stay with you, so they refer to you, or they come back when they need you. Either way, when your business is disorganized, you want to get down to the brass tacks of what you need your business to function on. And that's always going to be new business, more sales. You want to stay focused on the basics. So this isn't the time to whip out some long funnel where you're doing an email automation and you're writing 7 emails, introducing people to you, your products, your services, the things that take time and focus. When you are in transition, your business is in transition, or your life is in transition, you gotta focus on the basics. So I would encourage you to think about, what are the basics my business needs to survive? What do I absolutely need to get done? What are the non-negotiables? And get crystal clear with yourself on what the natural consequences are if you don't do those things. So, for example, earlier this week, I recorded a podcast episode and then I deleted it. The natural consequence of that is for the listener experience, there's going to be a moment of inconsistency. I'm not going to dwell on that. I'm not going to over-focus on it. Instead, what I'm going to do is make sure that I remain consistent with my podcast, because this is important to me. And from the letters I'm getting and the comments I'm getting, I can hear that it's important to you too. And I want to take it seriously. I also know that it's really important for me to maintain connection and conversation. So I'm going to make a plan for how I'm going to get organized, and I'm going to implement that. And then the next thing I'm going to focus on is, what do I need to get done to feel right with myself? And the way I get clear on what do I need for this to function is I tune into my identity and ownership of being the boss of my business. Personally, things really are fragmented for me right now. They really are a little all over the place. It's incredibly emotional to move across the country, to feel like I have 50 million get-togethers to do and all these goodbyes to have and all of these last moments and new memories with people that need to last me a while when I'm on the other side of the country. So that is part of what I'm bringing to the table. I can't pretend that's not true. I can't pretend that my business is the absolute number one priority right now, because it's not. But what I can do is ask myself, what would the business owner do? Because my first answer to this question, and you learned about this last week, was I implemented a Voxer plan. Voxer's this walkie-talkie app that allows people to talk to me in real time, Monday through Friday. They can ask me their mindset questions, and I can answer back in real time. And it avoids the need for scheduled calls. It avoids my reliance on Wi-Fi. And it allows me to help people in real time. And I offer that as a flat rate service. And at the time when I implemented that product and delivered it to my clients, I thought that was going to be the answer for me. And I thought that was going to be, quote, unquote, good enough to get me through the meantime. But what I'm learning as a business owner is that I miss the connection. I miss that. I think that I own my business a lot, and I take a lot of pride in it. I care a lot about it. So a Band-Aid plan that just kind of pays the bills or keeps me time flexible, it's only been a week and a half, and what I'm learning is, oh, that's not the answer for me. That doesn't feel like I'm making my business a priority. That doesn't make me feel like I'm incredibly productive, because the reality is yes, I'm saying yes to lunches and dinners, and I'm getting together with friends, and the condo I'm trying to sell is in a different state than the hotel I'm staying at, so there's a lot of driving back and forth. And I can list all of the things that are filling up my time, or I can pay attention to the empty blocks of time in between, and I can decide for myself how I want to use that time with more practicality, more productivity, and more mindfulness. The answer to what to do for your business is going to be different for everyone. I wish I could tell you that you need to schedule X amount of time to answer emails. You need to schedule X amount of time to reach out to potential leads. I wish I could give you the specifics and these specific blocks of time, because when we get overwhelmed, when we find ourselves slipping in our productivity, we just want somebody to give us the answer. But the answer is going to be different depending on your business. However, I have a story that if you asked yourself, what would the boss want done right now? What would the boss tell me to do? You would know the answer, because you know the way your business and profession works. So that's how you fill the meantime. As soon as I got out of the chaos of, oh my God, I'm in transitional living. Oh my God, I don't have regular Wi-Fi. Oh no, my husband's around all the time and I'm finding that really distracting because I'm used to being alone in my workspace, etc., etc. Once I tossed all of those excuses aside, because I promise you, as much as they are reality, they're also excuses. Once I ask myself, what does the boss need to get done right now? What does the boss need to see happen? I'm crystal clear on the answer, and I can move forward. You hear me ask you this all the time, but knowing what sets you up for success, that's what comes next. Once I know what the boss of my business would expect to have happen and what needs to be done, then I need to ask myself what sets me up for success to get those things done. And what I realized this morning, and why I changed the tune on which podcast episode I was recording, and why I decided to have this conversation today, is because I had a moment of awareness that in the transition from my house where I was working to the transitional extended stay hotel where I'm staying, I threw away all of the systems that have always set me up for success. I have always had a need to get done today list, a want to get done today list, and if on the odd chance that an extra hour gets added to the day list. I've always been focused. I've had specific time blocks for when I'm on social media. I've had specific time blocks for when I'm on email. I've even had specific time blocks for when I'm using my Voxer with my clients. And somehow, because I was in transition, because I changed where my office was per se, all of that has gone out the window. And when I made that choice, I threw everything that sets me up for success out the window. I decided I was in transition and I was living in the meantime, and I almost started running my business on some sort of half vacation mode, which is of course why emails didn't get answered and steps have been missed and things feel a little out of my control, because I stopped doing the things that make me run my business with efficiency. But here's the kicker. When I run my business with efficiency, sometimes I'm done business and work by 3:30 in the afternoon because I'm just that good at getting shit done. But now I'm working at all hours, everything's taking me longer, and I'm completely scattered and all over the place. So the first thing I did before recording this podcast episode was write down for myself, what are the systems I used to have and how can I implement them here? Some of them were just spatial, like I had a place on my wall in my office that I don't have in a hotel, so I have to figure out what my plan B is. But given the obstacle, how am I going to solve it? That's the question I need to answer for myself, and that's the question you need to answer for yourself when things start taking up time, when you have unexpected obstacles, when you're facing things that life has thrown at you. It's given that this is happening, how am I going to get it done? So it's the boss needs this, these are my time obstacles, how am I going to get it done? The same thing goes for anybody when they're looking at self-care. And I was talking to this with a client earlier, that her self-care, as she's built her business, is the thing that's gone out the window. She runs a productivity business, so it doesn't surprise me at all that her productivity is on point, but that she's letting herself go. Because I'm doing the exact opposite. I'm taking really good care of myself and my relationships right now. My diet and exercise need some work, in all honesty, but I'm taking care of and prioritizing my life, so my business tasks have gone out the window. So I was saying to her, when you know what sets you up for success, that you get more productive, that you are more efficient, and you feel more confident when you exercise regularly, you need to make regular exercise non-negotiable and schedule it in. When we are self-aware, when we make the things that we know we need to be successful, efficient, and our best selves non-negotiable, we show up in spades for our life, and we show up in spades for our businesses. When we become lax, when we numb out, when we put ourselves in the passenger seat of what life is handing us, what our businesses are handing us, we never get to the destination we need to because we've given up the control that the driver has. To be more productive, you gotta get in the driver's seat of the car and decide where you want to go, where you need to go next, and the fastest, most efficient route to get there. You don't take the scenic route. You don't stop for a snack along the way. You do not pass go. You just get yourself there and you drive. The first thing you're going to need for this is patience. Because when you're trying to problem solve, when you're trying to work out around an obstacle, when you're trying to figure something out, you're not always going to hit the answer right away. The thing that you thought was going to set you up for success may not actually be the right answer for you, and that's entirely okay. You just need to give yourself permission to try a couple of things, to be willing to try what works, figure out what doesn't, and start over. And you can do this easily when you're being mindful and intentional about it, to say, wow, the hour that I used to spend working out every day, I'm now commuting a longer commute because I'm further away from where I need to be. Or the time I used to make for friends and family is now being eaten up by this. You may not know the answer to problem solving that instinctively. You have to make a choice and be willing to try something new. To say, the current way of managing this isn't working, I need to find a better way. Because honestly, that's what I've been doing since I've been living in this transition. I thought that my organization system would be better if I wasn't writing it down and it was in my computer, but I've always been a write it down person and I've never been a to-do list on the computer person. So my efficiency went out the window, because the thing that sets me up for success is having it in writing in front of me as I get onto the computer. Then I don't start looking around and going to other places I'm not supposed to be first. I go simply to my to-do list. If you don't know that about yourself, you may need to try a couple of things. But the point of this is that you have decided you need to be more productive. You have decided your life or your business is falling a little off the rails, that it's disorganized, you're losing your efficiency, things aren't getting done, or you've lost your focus, which is kind of how I came to be this morning. I kind of just simply felt unfocused. So when you notice that, you have to be intentional about solving the problem of knowing who you are, identifying what you need, and getting it done. And if you don't know, because you're getting clouded by all of the distractions, ask yourself what the boss would do, and you'll find your landing spot. You have to think like a boss sometimes. So there you have it. If you found yourself as unproductive as I found myself in recent weeks, that's what you need to do to get back on track. Thanks for having the conversation with me today. If you want to stay in conversation with me today, after this, a good way to do that is actually to follow me. You can go to choosetohaveitall.com/follow. It's a good way to get onto my newsletter, get my email updates, and all the blog posts that I've written. Admittedly, I haven't written a blog post since I started my podcast. I think I've just simply moved over from writing to talking. But if you like to get in on some of my old articles and things that I had to say, certainly follow me over there. I really appreciate you having this conversation with me today, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.